Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of November 2019. Supreme Court has directed completion of Corporate Insolvency Resolution Process, CIRP, within 90 days for JIP Infratech Limited and said the revised resolution plan will be invited only from NBCC and Suraksha Realty. The Apex Court said the pendency of any other application before the lower tribunals, including any interim direction, shall be no impediment for the CIRP to receive and process the revised resolution plan from the two bidders. Delhi High Court has sought response of the AAP government on a public interest litigation challenging its decision to disclose photographs and IQ scores of 59 mentally disabled women lodged in Asha Kiran homes in the city. The court also questioned the purpose behind display of intelligence quotient scores of the women in the advertisement published in the newspapers. Supreme Court has directed the All India Institute of Medical Sciences to submit Sajjan Kumar's health report in 4 weeks. He has been sentenced for life for his role in the 1984 anti-Sikh riots. Supreme Court has acquitted a man who spent about 13 years in jail after he was convicted in a rape and murder case. The Apex Court set aside the concurrent conviction by the lower courts and observed that the prosecution has failed to prove other circumstances apart from an extrajudicial confession relied upon it beyond reasonable doubt. Supreme Court has directed the Juvenile Justice Committee of the Jammu and Kashmir High Court to file a fresh report on the alleged detention of minors by the security forces in the region. The court was hearing a petition filed by child rights activist Enakshi Ganguly, who claimed that the children in Jammu and Kashmir have been illegally detained under the Public Safety Act in the wake of the scrapping of the provisions of Article 370 of Constitution. Supreme Court has sought the latest status report from the CBI-led Multidisciplinary Monitoring Agency, MDMA, on its probe into unraveling a larger conspiracy behind the assassination of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi within 4 weeks. The court said the last MDMA report is about a year old, and at that time response was awaited on several letters rogatory sent to foreign countries with regard to the case. Supreme Court has observed that relinquishment of share by claimant, dependent of the deceased, does not disentitle her from claiming compensation. The court observed that it is between the family members to make arrangement with regard to the family affairs. Grant of compensation will not be affected by the family arrangement of the parties inasmuch as the compensation has been awarded as per law. Supreme Court has observed that the provisions of Section 144 of Code of Civil Procedure, 1908 will not be attracted when there is no variation or reversal of a decree or order. The court noted that the principle of doctrine of restitution is that on the reversal of the decree, the law imposes an obligation on the party to the suit who received the benefit of the decree to make restitution to the other party for what he has lost. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has rejected a petition challenging restraints and house detention of former Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah's elder sister Khalid Shah, his younger brother Mustafa Kamal and nephew Muzaffar Shah. The court observed that the petition was not maintainable and unnecessary after SSP Srinagar submitted a communication that the petitioners had neither been put under house arrest, nor their liberty had been curbed. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Bar Council of India, BCI, and other bar associations on an application filed by Centre Ministry of Home Affairs seeking modification of the 3rd of November order for no coercive action against lawyers, be not applicable to subsequent incidents. Gujarat High Court has permitted a 13-year-old rape survivor to have an abortion after she and her parents expressed their desire to terminate her 24-week pregnancy. The court directed the panel of doctors in General Hospital in Bhuj to terminate pregnancy of the teen after they provided the medical opinion that it would be safe to abort fetus. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed Goods and Services Department to file or revise Tran 1 either electronically or manually. The court also ruled that, The due date contemplated under Rule 117 of the CGST rules for the purposes of claiming transitional credit is procedural in nature and thus should not be construed as a mandatory provision. Karnataka High Court has increased the compensation granted to a youth who lost his genitals in a road accident from 2,70,000 rupees to 24 lakh rupee awarded by the Motor Accident Claims Tribunal. The court observed that the nature of the injuries was so severe that it has literally changed the life of the victim and put him in a miserable situation. Delhi High Court has reiterated the position of law that maximum autonomy should be given in the administration of private and aided institutions as presence of the government interference in the administration of such institutions will undermine their independence. Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued a circular regarding the process to be followed for Aadhaar-based electronic Know Your Customer KYC exercise for domestic investors. The circular mentions about the requirements to be fulfilled by entities registered with the UIDAI as KYC User Agency KUA, as well as for sub-KUA. President has approved the Gujarat Control of Terrorism and Organized Crime Bill passed the State Assembly in the year 2015. The bill is aimed at fighting terrorism and organized crime. Reserve Bank of India has enhanced the withdrawal limit of PMC bank depositors to 50,000 rupees from the previous cap of 40,000 rupees. RBI further said that with this, over 78% of the bank's depositors will be able to withdraw their entire account balance. Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued operational guidelines for foreign portfolio investors, FPI, regulations notified in September. The regulator said that all existing FPs registered as Category 3 FPs under the 2014 regulations shall be deemed to have been registered as Category 2 FPs under the new regulations.